Shocker, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, buddy. How are you?
I am excellent. You golfed like twice in 3 days. You feeling okay?
I got my year's quota done. And I golfed like it was the first time all year again. It was not a good showing by TSN today.
No. Oh, did you have fun, though?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, good times. Golfing with Johnny Sexsmith and their friend Rob Brown. And, yeah, it was good times, man. Good times.
You also I had to leave the golf tournament, come to the show,
yep.
But Peter Chiarelli spoke today and mentioned that he expects the two assistant coaches to be filled before Friday.
Yeah.
Who are your guesses?
Well, now, is he including Woodcroft in that?
That's, hey, you know what? Good question. I'm going to say he is, so I'm going to say that's my easy one. I'm taking Woodcroft. Who are you offering?
Well, I mean, I think I said his name, so I get that one.
No, I said it earlier.
This is the thing, is Todd McLellan, when he was hired, sort of mentioned on a radio station that Woodcroft was coming. So that one's kind of already there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this opportunity for Todd Nelson that we think probably would have been there. So there's another spot. Like, how many people does he want on staff?
Well, the interesting one about Nelson was Todd Nelson, when I talked to him last week, Todd told me they had discussions, but there was never an offer on the table.
Yeah, but right. I think we all know that there's another significant position that needs to be filled there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's, at this point, what we know is it's Todd McLellan. It's not going to be Nelson. We expect it'll be Woodcroft. I believe Rocky Thompson would still be in the mix.
I think Rocky Thompson, you know, is kind of the fourth coach, which is the video guy. I would be surprised if he wasn't brought back, to be honest.
Yeah. So, but he's not necessarily the video coach. I mean, they already have Miles.
Yeah. But no, the in-game video coach, like the fourth coach,
upstairs.
The eye in the sky. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Upstairs. So beyond that, honestly, I'm not sure what he's going to do. I don't know what name it could end up being. We all assume it'll be Woodcroft. I would assume Thompson stays on, and then it's person X. And to be honest, I'm not really sure. I should probably start digging on that.
Well, over a month ago, I'd heard a conversation that the Oilers and Paul McLean had a very brief, conversation. And then, the report came out today that the Oilers have asked for permission to discuss it. And when you connect the dots, that one makes a lot of sense because of their connection in Detroit, right? If you're Paul McLean, you want to get into or you want to stay in coaching, then obviously you want to do that. It might mean losing another draft pick in the most ridiculous rule ever, but it could be, which would be three then to fill out the management and coaching staff for the Edmonton Oilers.
I don't know if I would. I don't know that I'd do that for an associate or an assistant coach. I think there comes a point where you gotta be a little bit careful. I mean, I think they're pretty confident in Todd McLellan being the guy, and as much as you'd like to insulate him with some experience, I don't know about giving up more draft picks. I mean, that's kind of getting to be a little bit silly now at this point. Can Ottawa waive? Like, would they be able to waive and say we don't want it?
You can always say you don't want it. Yes, that's always part of it.
Yeah, I remember I was asking Bill Daly about that when we were talking to him. I think at the Stanley Cup final, but I don't know. There comes a point where you got to stop giving away second and third round draft picks. So I mean that just tells you right there how much depth there was available coaching wise this year. I mean, tough year for Todd Nelson to hit the market ready to go. I mean, mm-hmm. really ready to go with all the guys. I mean, DeBoer and Babcock and McLellan and McLean. And, I mean, the list just goes on and on. So I don't know. Would you give up another draft pick for an assistant coach or an associate?
Well, part of me thinks, Ryan, that when they – and I know Gary Bettman said the rule won't be changed until January. Well, none of the picks are for this year, right? The people are surrendering from what I've understood. So technically they haven't lost anything. And considering the New Jersey Devils were able to get a first round pick back, I would kind of hedge the bet to say, you know what? Whatever. If we think Paul McLean's that good.
I asked Gary that very question. Yeah. I asked right to him in the press conference, and he said, what's done is done. There will be no undoing of any compensation owed. Like, I asked him right in the middle of the press conference, that very question. Should you change the rule down the road at any point? And the pick has not changed hands yet. And he looked right at me and said, what's done is done. There's no going back. So that's, I mean, I think Gary's a little pissed at this whole thing. He never wanted this to begin with. He thought it was a bad idea to begin with. Certain number of governors and general managers push, push, push. He said, fine, put it in. A year later, everybody's pissing and moaning about it and wants it taken out. So he's saying, you know what? No, it's staying in for the full year. Forget it. And what's done is done. He's digging in his heels a little bit on this one because I don't think he wanted it in the first place. So I'd be careful if I were the owners that if he's really digging in, you might actually lose those picks. And as much as it's good to have lots of experience in there, I think you do have to be careful.
That's fair. You know what? I guess that it all depends on who are your other candidates available. And, you know, if I guess it's a third round pick, right? That's what it would be for Paul McClain at this point. Right? Coaches are considered it's the offseason once the season ends. So, I don't know. They might look at a 2017 third rounder. But they've got to give up a third rounder for McClellan as well. So that would have to mean one of them in 16 or 17. So,
well, and there's another thing to consider here. If they want to offer sheet anybody, they need their own picks. They can't go giving away their picks for coaches and management. If they, and we asked Peter that today about offer sheets. He said, absolutely. He would consider it as a method. He's not opposed to it. He's not, so he even said I was on the other side of it in Boston a couple times and he said we could be on the other side of it here. And, you know, so they need their picks. It has to be their own picks. And so, you know, you're looking at a couple of, you know, for Hamilton, I mean, a couple of firsts, a second and a third. Well, you need to have those picks in play to be able to make that offer sheet.
Do you think Chiarelli offer sheets anyone?
Well, I wasn't sure before because of his, I just didn't know where he stood on them. But after listening to him today, I could see it happening. I mean, I wouldn't be staggered if it did. I think they need top end defensemen that badly. I don't know that it's this year necessarily. I don't know. Maybe they wait. Maybe they wait and offer sheet Jacob Trouba next year. I mean, who knows? I could see him doing it, though. After listening to what he said today and after talking to him today, I could totally see him doing it.
Yeah, I would be I'd be surprised. If he does, I don't think it's the Dougie Hamilton one that everyone's been talking about.
No.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, he needs to know he knows the player really, really well and has a real good knowledge of whether he'd be worth that money and can hit that potential. And he's never going to say that to you know, he's never going to talk openly about that. But, you know, whether it's Hamilton or, you know, maybe they do wait until their cap position improves next year. And they need to be careful, right? They're going to have to pay some guys. You know, they're going to have to be careful. They've got a young team and guys on second deals, but they can't just go throwing around huge money willy-nilly just because they've got some cap room next year. They got to be looking 4 or 5 years down the road when Hall's deal is up and Nugent Hopkins' deal is up and these other guys are going to need significant money too. So we'll see. I just know that I wasn't sure where his head was at on them, and after talking to him today, he sounds completely willing to pull that trigger if he thinks it makes sense.
The announcements today officially came out yesterday with Stu McGregor and Maury Gehr, the heads scout, both the pro and amateur level. Brad Davis, Kent Hawley at the amateur level, Dave Siminko pro, and Billy Moore. Is that any surprises for you?
No, not really. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Billy Moore was still around the organization to a certain extent. I mean, I think he, I don't know that he fits in the same capacity. Mac T kind of used him a little bit differently. He'd send him out to scout certain guys he was thinking about trading for. He was just a really trusted friend and advisor. It wouldn't surprise me if they still used him in a mentor type role to, you know, their Oil King coaches or, you know, American League guys. I think Billy will probably still be around in some capacity. But no surprises. I mean, I think that, and look, I think like you, we'll stand here and say this is not just about a whole bunch of guys that were bad scouts.
Mm-hmm.
This is not that they just had a whole bunch of guys who were terrible at their jobs, but they had really good friends in the organization and no one was willing to do this before. The system needed flushing. It absolutely needed flushing, and that is scouts who, you know, for sure, some scouts who maybe weren't hitting at the average they should have been, but also a development system that needed flushing. And player development's been as big a part of this as well. So I'm not going to stand here and say that every one of those scouts is terrible and they all deserve to be fired. I just know the system needed to be turned over. And that's what Peter Chiarelli has come in and done. My understanding is he's not really replacing anybody right now.
No.
Like he's not. They're basically just going to roll with what they've got. Mac T is going to take on an expanded role from a scouting standpoint. Scott Housen will stay in the mix. Bob Green stays in the mix very much. And they're going to go with a much leaner staff moving forward. That's the way Chiarelli likes to run the ship, much leaner. And so don't expect to hear about the Oilers hiring four new scouts because they've let these guys go.
Yeah, they're also, Ryan, just the sense, like Stu McGregor's gone, right? But Bob Green had kind of taken over above him. They've got Scott Housen and Craig McTavish that are getting kind of pushed down to lower levels. I don't see a need to replace all these guys because I think actually, you know, it's somewhat trimming the fat. I think they just had too many people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what their total number of scouts was compared to everybody else. I don't know if they were running a little heavy personnel-wise. I mean, and they've kept some guys on. It's not like they got rid of everybody. I mean, there's still a number of guys that are still, you know, very much going to be involved. It sounds like Chiarelli wants to go with fewer guys and maybe more senior guys. Maybe less guys, but higher end guys. That's not to be disrespectful to the guys who were let go. So, you know, Craig McTavish will be watching a lot of prospects play next year. And Scott Housen, same thing. I mean, these guys have both been GMs in the league. Bob Brown, help me out. Sorry, I just got confused on.
Bob Green and Housen,
Bob
Green.
Sorry. I golfed with Rob Brown today, so I had his dad, Bob, in the front of my mind, but he's going to play an expanded role in scouting too. He's going with fewer guys, but guys that are maybe have a little bit different level of experience. And then he'll be fairly active too. I mean, I think Peter was a pretty active GM as far as getting out and watching guys play this year and has a pretty good sense for who's who. So he likes to be out there too.
It's going to be very interesting, Ryan, to see it. I'm curious to see all the moves that will be made. The Board of Governors meetings go in Vegas, and they'll finalize things about the Coyotes, or at least get an update on the Coyotes, and also the overtime rule might be decided on Wednesday as well.
Yeah, so there's a few things to keep an eye on. But, I mean, I really think it's heating up on the goaltending front, and it would not surprise me if the Oilers had their goalie before the draft even started. It wouldn't surprise me at all. If something bounced here in the next.
So you think make the deal before the draft? I could see that. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
Right? They know their pick. I'm not sure they're suddenly going to say, wow, this player's available that we didn't think is available, right?
Yeah, and I think I really think that second-round pick plus something else is going to get them the goalie they need. And it just becomes a matter of the teams are dealing with and how far they're willing to push it, if they think the deal is going to get better as the draft gets closer, and if it's a draft day deal because that's what the Rangers want, or if they put the right price on the table, if the Rangers will just say, yep, let's do it. And then, you know, now they've got another second-round pick to work with, and they can make hay after getting, you know, trying to get what they want. I mean, the Oilers have two second-round picks. You send both those to a team, well, now you're trading up almost into the first round again. So the Rangers may like that idea. We'll see what happens. I mean, Dregs has been reporting all week that they're very much in the mix on Talbot, along with a couple of other teams. And it wouldn't surprise me if something dropped on that sooner rather than later.
Shogger, have yourself a fantastic day. Rest your back up, and we will chat with you tomorrow.
It's already stiffening up on me. It's funny you said that.
Oh, buddy, get some yoga stretching going.
Okay, buddy. Will do. Take care.
Ryan Rashog from TSN.